Should President Trump be impeached? That's a question Democrats are asking a huge field of candidates this primary season, when voters will select candidates to take on Republicans this fall. Take the 8 Democrats running to take on Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. Half of them say they'd like to see impeachment proceedings start now, but some, like State Senator Jennifer Wexton, say Congress should take a wait-and-see approach, letting the special counsel conclude his investigation. Quentin Kidd, Christopher Newport University, says that's a gamble.
Voters want to vote for things more than they want to vote against things, but we are in strange political times. Donald Trump injects a phenomenon into our politics that we've never seen before, and so this may be the year where voters are more likely to want to vote against him rather than for something.
But Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says Democrats who are pro-impeachment during the primary season will regret it during the general election.
If the Democrats nominate someone who is talking in April and May about tarring and feathering President Trump, those are words that will come back to haunt such a nominee in November.
For a point of reference, some are looking to the 1974 congressional elections, which played out against the backdrop of Watergate. In that election, Republicans lost 49 seats in the House. I'm Michael Pope.